Who am I listening to now? He's really inspiring. Jim Gale, Food, Forest, Joyfulness and Freedom on the Health Freedom Summit 2023. Whoops, what happened there? Go back, Jim Gale, oh, I'm still listening to him. And if I play, press play, it'll go back to where we were. Yeah, so I'm really, really enjoying him, and I recommend if you get the chance to listen to him. Right, time to chop up these two brown onions. So the onions chopped up. I've got a fair sized dollop of coconut oil there. A little hard to see, white against almost white. I'll get this into the microwave. Sorry about the angle. I do need a camera assistant, and what will I go? I'll go one bar out of six, one bar down, so five, and I'll give it seven to cook up, because there's a few little bits of potato, there's turmeric, there's onion, there's garlic, there's parsley stems and so on. I've just removed that from the microwave. I'll be tipping that onto the other bowl momentarily. So for the first time this year, my own homegrown potatoes. Yes, they're small. Yes, they're not a lot of them, but it's nothing like eating your own food, your own harvest. So I'll now put these in for one bar less, go 11 minutes, and I will probably interrupt that around. Well, I'll turn them in 4 or 5 minutes, and I'll interrupt at 9 minutes, 8 minutes, and just see if they might be done by then. Now I'm going to put just a spoon of big spoon of my wife's meal she made for me. It's been in the freezer for a couple of months, and a spoon or two of my own crock pot soup that I did a couple of weeks back has been in the freezer. Spoon or three. I'll show you what that looks like. Really high fiber. The things that most people would throw out, the broccoli stalks and cauliflower leaves and things like that, and ginger. Frozen ginger for the last couple of years, all in that slurry, that round slurry, if I can call it that, crock potted and blended soup. Now I'm going to put this. Now it's hot, so I better be careful. Where did I put that spoon? There it is. Yow! Now in goes these 70% cooked, I suppose. Onion, garlic, parsley stalks, those little potatoes you saw me put earlier, and a few parsley leaves. And this will be going into the microwave probably for 10 minutes on about number 4 out of 6 bars. So cooking will continue, the cheese and the eggs will cook. But the turmeric and the garlic and the potato and onion, etc., will continue to cook. I think that's sending me a message to get a spatula. Yeah, that's better. And I can smell out of that too. I can smell the fragrance of the coconut oil. Doesn't want to. Oh, I see it's all dribbled down the side. I'll get a paper towel and wipe that up. Off. Nearly done. So, while I'm not eating it raw, I know there's raw food people who appear to become really healthy eating just raw food. I'm not a raw food person, but I'm certainly on a daily level getting it. A lot of vegetable matter and fibre and so on, although yes, it's generally cooked. But I eat every day quite a bit of parsley straight from the garden. Okay, so there's a raw food contribution. So I'll give you a visual of this. The spatula doesn't want to. So I'm going to place the. Where is it? Place the. So that's going to go in for, as I say, maybe, did I say about 10 minutes on bar 4? And after these, in fact, it's time for me to turn these little fellows over. And of course, they lose their lovely colour. And that's entree, by the way. Going to be laced with butter. I ended up giving this an extra minute. They weren't soft enough when I checked, but they're looking good now. That is hot. Ouch, ouch. Now, what I'm going to do now is get this bowl in here. I don't think I'll even get through all of that tonight, although I am still a growing boy, and it is kind of my first meal of the day, if you could believe that. And here it is, 10:13 at night. Kind of. I have rabbit food and bird seed anywhere between noon, which is rare, through to 4 p.m. in that pan. So that's kind of my first meal of the day, but rabbit seed and bird seed. What will we do? We'll go 4 bars for 10 minutes. I won't turn it on just yet because it'll make a bit too much noise, but I will with substantial anticipation prepare my homegrown potatoes, royal blue, with butter. And these little fellows won't take much, of course. And then the sweet potato, which came from Spud Shed, simply seconds, I suppose you'd call them, golden or orange sweet potatoes. There we go, open you up for for butter. Life would be too horrible to contemplate without butter. You've heard me say that before, those of you who have heard my cooking with EKs before. Now, that's all hot. It's one way to burn your fingers. There's the butter. So, generous dollop of butter. No, it's not going to work. Need two hands. Generous dollop of butter into that potato. Sit up there. I want it to melt into it. More generous dollop of butter for the sweet potato, even a bit more. So life without butter would be not a nice life at all. Now then, there's my butter generously sitting on top of, in a generous proportion and amount, sitting on top of the hot potatoes and sweet potato and melting in. A moment of truth is coming, and thinking about it, it's about probably coming on three years since I've eaten a homegrown potato, because last year's one or two tubs failed, no all top lip and trousers, no tubers underneath, midsummer it was, and I think it was either one to two seasons before that the right time of year I got a very small crop out of two pots, but they were very nice. So the moment of truth, here goes, and for those of you who might be traumatised by seeing me eat, I apologise in advance. Mmm. Oh, very nice. Different from the store-boughts. I mean, they were just in the pot harvested 3-4 hours ago, whenever it was, 3 hours ago. 4 hours ago. Oh, gosh, would be 4 hours ago. Gosh, it's after 10. 4.5 hours ago. That is delicious. So I hope you're wherever you are in the world, many of you are getting the chance to grow some of your own food and enjoy it, because it's something that is a little bit hard to to beat, your own homegrown food. Thank you, and I'll look forward to showing you another Cooking with EK sometime.